aren't I afraid? You would expect that a man who's going into the arena tomorrow to wrestle a very large pussycat would be afraid. But I'm not. Every once in a while, the fear starts to creep in. But then I think about that morning. It was over 40 years ago now. But I can still see it and hear it, feel it, taste it, as though I were still standing there. I don't think I really believed anymore. I don't think any of us did. Not really. We had before, when we heard him preach, when we watched him heal. I guess most of all when he called each of us, one by one, by name, to follow him. We believed then, but not anymore. Not after what had happened. Not that we saw it. We'd all run for our lives, literally. But we heard about it from the women who were there looking on from a distance. It was those same women who told us that they'd been to the tomb, found it empty, and seen a vision of Jesus alive again. But we didn't believe. Not really. They just seemed like a bunch of hysterical women. They get that way, you know, sometimes. Some of them. So we went back home to Galilee. Most of us hung out together for a while, debating about whether to believe it or not, what to do next. We'd been there for a couple of days, praying together, talking it over, arguing. Some of the guys had started to drift off, one by one, back to their families, back to their jobs, back to their old way of life. That night, I don't think there could have been more than seven of us left. And after dinner, it got real quiet for a while. Finally, Simon Peter said, "I'm going fishing." Actually, what he said was a little stronger than that, cleaning his language up some. Now, he didn't say that he didn't believe anymore. He didn't say that he was giving up. All he said was, "Bleep, bleep, I'm going fishing." But we knew what he meant. We looked at each other for a long time. And one by one, we said, "Yeah, me too." What we meant was, if even Peter is out, I guess I'm out too. Even John said he'd come with us. Now, nighttime is usually a good time to fish that lake. But not that night. We rowed all over the place, casting the nets, pulling the nets, casting the nets, and pulling the nets, rowing, casting the nets, pulling the nets, rowing. Nothing. I mean, nothing. Except a good backache. When you haven't used your rowing muscles in a while, a full night's work at the oars lets you know about it pretty quickly. We all hurt. And we'd gotten pretty hot and sweaty, even though it was only April and still fairly cool out there. So there we were, depressed, disillusioned, discouraged, hot, sweaty, tired, hurting, and fishless. That was just about the last straw, fishless. Not only could we not pick a Messiah, we couldn't even catch a damn fish anymore. I don't think anybody'd said 10 words in the last couple of hours. We were that down. It was just starting to dawn. The sun wasn't up yet, but there was enough light that you could see the mist hanging over the lake that you couldn't see a half an hour before. You couldn't see through the mist, at least not very far, but you could see the mist. And that's when we heard the voice echoing out over the lake. "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" One of the guys shouted back, "No." And the voice said, "Cast to starboard and you'll find something." I don't know why, but we did it. Maybe none of us just had the strength enough left to question it, but we did it. And then all of a sudden, there were more fish in that net than you could imagine. They were pushing and pulling every which way, so much so that we couldn't even pull the net back into the boat. Then John shouts, "It's the Lord." Seems obvious now, in retrospect. Who else could it have been? But we were all too tired, too depressed to even think, except John. Then Peter stands up, tucks up his loincloth, and in one motion steps up onto the gunwale and dives into the lake. Couldn't have been more than 10 or 12 foot of water. We were only a couple hundred yards out. But he jumped in, began to swim for all he was worth. Now, if that wasn't just like the two of them, John, the insightful dreamer, and Peter, our impetuous leader, just like them. Anyway, the rest of us, well, we did what we've been doing all night. We rowed, dragging that net full of fish behind the boat. We kept straining our eyes the whole time we were rowing to see if John was right, if it was him. But you couldn't tell, not with the mist. Even when we got ashore, standing only a couple of feet from him, you couldn't really tell for sure. Looked like him. Sounded like him. But was it really him? Or just somebody that looked like him? Or a ghost, maybe? Or were we just getting hysterical like those women? I don't think any of us were sure. Then we noticed the fire with the fish on it and the bread. And he took the bread and he gave it to us and the fish the same way. And that's when I knew. All of a sudden I knew. It just came flooding back to me. That was just the same way he'd done it before on the mountain with the bread and the fish. The same way he'd done it that last night. With the bread and the wine. It was him. He was alive. He is alive. So there I was, standing on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, just as the sun was coming up over the lake to burn off the mist. But the mist was already gone for me, and the disillusionment, and the depression, even the backache, all gone. By the time we looked up from our breakfast, he was gone too. I don't know to this day whether he vanished or just walked away. I don't know. But I know it was him. I know he's alive. We all knew it. It changed our lives. Nothing has ever been the same for any of us since. Every time I break that bread, I know he's alive. And I've got a piece of that bread right now. Tucked into the hem of my sleeve. One of our people smuggled it in here for me. And tomorrow morning, just before they open that cage, I'm going to kneel down, I'm going to take it out, and I'm going to eat it. And after that, my body may still be here, wrestling a very large pussycat. But my soul will be on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, starting to glow in the rising sun.